It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Coming up the first weekend of October, it's the second annual Glenwood Springs High School Air Force JROTC Pig Roast. During Potato Day, we've got the new head honcho, the squadron commander, Talia Castillo, who was here last year. As I recall, you were a bit of a handful last year. I wonder if that's one of the reasons why you became the squadron commander.
For sure.
Is this an election thing?
It's you kind of work your way up. Okay. I started my freshman year in, like, element leader, and then you kind of work your way up in leadership positions. But
okay.
It's not really an election thing.
It's a nomination through chief and colonel.
Yeah.
It's a matter of putting in adults. Your time. please the adults. You know what, Curtis? That is what life is all about. Pleasing the, and it never stops, pleasing the adults. Speaking of which, Curtis Madden is the element leader, or one of the element leaders, right?
Yes, we have seven. We have seven?
Seven.
And Lars Skorik is first sergeant.
Yes.
Which is a, what was the discussion you guys were having? Is not a rank, it is a position.
Yes.
Right?
It is the third highest position in the program opposed to a rank.
So we've got one, two, and three. So did you guys, have you guys not seen Dedicated Survivor or whatever that show is? So if something happens in the studio, who is in charge?
Me.
I mean, that's what we'll tell everyone.
Right. Yes, but if something happens and you can't discharge your duties as the squadron commander, then who would it fall to with the three of you being here? That would be...
I believe that would be me.
I think Lars would take
thinks.
It would be
Mason?
No.
Okay. Because he was raising his hand. Anyway, you're actually here to talk about the pig roast, not the the chain of command at JROTC, or ROTC, as you guys sometimes refer to it, right?
Yes.
On occasion. This happens on Saturday, October 5th at the American Legion Hall in Carbondale on 3rd. Is that right? They're all looking at each other.
I think that's the street.
Oh, on 3rd Street.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was like, the 3rd what?
No. Oh, my goodness. You guys are always so much fun. It's $20 for adults, by the way, $15 for kids 12 and under. 5 and under are absolutely free. Doors open at 5:30. Dinner is served at 6, and you guys will keep serving until all the supplies are gone.
Until food is out.
How many students in ROTC at Glenwood High School?
Right now we have about 80 cadets.
80, I thought it was closer to 90.
I believe it's closer to 90.
87 90 and
cadets?
A half.
And is this an actual class? Is it an extracurricular? Or how exactly does that work?
It's an elective that the school provides.
Okay. So it is a class, but it is an elective class,
yes,
that you can sign up if you choose to.
Yep.
Yeah. And then it also does take a bit of an extracurricular role. We have a color guard team, a marksmanship team, and a drill team, and a raider team, which is more focused on fitness, that meet after school. And so while it is a class, it fills the role of just like a general helpful program for anyone who's willing to take advantage of that.
You said color guard, marksmanship.
Raider, drill team. Our raider team actually has a competition next month at Wyoming University. So they're training.
I thought he said radar.
And oh.
I'm thinking, oh, okay. Raider. So what does the raider team do?
I was women's raider team commander last year. So what we just do, it's for people that either want to get fit or just really enjoy it. So we meet up after, before school, and we just go to the gym. We do like push-ups, sit-ups, like core workouts, squats, just all this kind of stuff. Each competition kind of has different obstacles or different things that we compete in, but...
I've seen them running around pushing cars, moving heavy objects. They get out the rope. It's a slightly
it's almost
survival
like a strongman
focused.
Thing, yeah,
it's
essentially.
Similar to American Ninja Warrior, where at the gotcha. Competitions they have a lot of different obstacles. A real famous one is they just span a single rope between two trees, like 20 or 30 feet, and you have to get everyone from one side of the rope to the other without touching the ground, and you have to build a harness out of rope. You can't use a harness that's pre-made. You make your own harness just by tying knots, and you make your way across and make sure everyone gets across, but you're not allowed to touch the ground. And it's that type of thing where it's like ingenuity mixed with fitness.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And you go to competitions mm-hmm. to show off. Are these other high school teams that you're competing against?
Yes, there are other high school teams. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Now, before we got started today, everybody was talking about the Chief. And tell us about the Chief. I think this is, I guess you might call it, one of the adults that Curtis was talking about that you like to keep happy, right?
Yes.
It's kind of easy to keep happy, though. Just kind of bring him a donut, go get him lunch, and he'll be happy forever.
Sometimes he takes us to Village Inn.
For pie.
Yeah, if he's in a good mood, there isn't even a class. He's in charge of teaching us, so sometimes.
But on a serious level, though, who is the Chief, and what is his role in JROTC?
So we have Chief, which is Paul Nuneman. We have Colonel Akins, and he's Colonel Ben Akins. They're both our aerospace instructors, and they both were in the military. I think combined they go over like 40 years in the Air Force. So they kind of take turns. Colonel right now has the first 6 weeks of the school year, so he runs academics. And then Chief has the other 6 years, and he runs academics. So they kind of just take turns teaching the class.
And what type of academics are we talking about? Lars, you're getting off easy, so you answer this one.
This year, the curriculum is focused more on aerospace science. We have textbooks provided by the Air Force that basically teach general knowledge in that field. Sometimes we do like global issues. We did that last year. That was the curriculum that we focused on. But this year we go back and forth between those two.
Do I remember from the past that Chief told me that basically you guys, if you choose to, by the time you graduate, you can actually have like ground school for a pilot's license done just as part of your JROTC class?
Yeah, if you apply for the scholarship, you can get so many things out of it. Actually, Davy Stanfield Brown, she just got her private pilot's license because she applied.
Awesome.
And she was in Arizona. So she went to Arizona for her whole summer, and she got her private pilot's license, which is super cool.
So the private pilot's license is not a buy one, get one free included with coming to class, but you can get it through us. We can help you out.
It's possible.
Yes.
Right. It's a possibility, something that if you choose to, it is a possibility. I've heard that ground school is actually very expensive.
Oh, yeah. I think it's $30,000.
It's like a $35,000 scholarship.
Wow.
She gets paid. Like, it's food, housing.
Room and board.
They paid for the airport to Arizona and back.
Wow.
Everything.
Yeah, she gave us a briefing on it, and I think she said there was probably like between 15 or 20 kids in there. And she went up flying with an instructor for like 5 hours every day.
Yeah, like weekends, you're like school every day, like no weekends. Wow. Like you're.
Wow.
It's very intensive.
Any of the three of you interested in maybe pursuing something like that? No? Not so much?
I'm thinking about it. Yeah, just kind of a busy year, but it's definitely something to take advantage of if you're a part of the program.
Now, just because you take the elective JROTC class does not necessarily mean that you have to enlist in the Air Force or any other branch of the military. Now, Talia, you said you're actually going the ROTC route. So you're going to college.
Yes.
And then on GI Bill, right? And then after you're done with college, GI Bill will be the other way around. So you're going to college first, and then you will become like an NCO or something like that.
In the Air Force, yes.
Okay.
The nice part is, and my dad did this, the military pays for your college. In return, you go into the military.
Right.
It's like a nice trade-off.
Right. You pay it back with your time, although you still get paid when you join, right?
Yeah.
Do I get the impression that you're going to do the same thing, Curtis?
I'm afraid not.
Really?
No. While I'm in ROTC and I do enjoy it, and I wouldn't be opposed to going to the military, I would rather go try to get a job in Hollywood.
Oh, no kidding.
I'm going to go to L.A. and starve.
So not even college? or?
I'm going to college. I'm hoping to find a 2-year degree somewhere, but in all honesty, I'd rather not. It's my parents saying, you have to go to college.
Keeping the adults happy.
There it is.
I told you. Lars, what about you?
I'm going to try to enlist after high school, but.
Okay. Which branch? Do you have one in mind?
The Navy.
Okay.
Is what I'm trying to go for right now. It's a little complicated, but.
Curtis is pumping his fist. Was your dad in the Navy?
Yeah, my dad was in the Navy. Okay. Navy's the best branch.
That's cool. That's cool.
I mean, Air Force. Sorry, Chief.
Sorry, Lars. Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. But I don't know. A lot could change in the next couple months, so
gotcha.
We'll see, I guess.
In the meantime, the pig roast is the big focus of ROTC. Who will all of the almost 90 members of ROTC be involved with the pig roast, or how many will you have on hand on Saturday the 5th?
We all 90 are involved in one way or another.
Awesome.
But I say about 30 maybe will show up that day, but everyone's going to help out. Everyone's been helping out. We've all been getting all these auction items, getting donations, all this sort of stuff. So all 90 cadets have been actively involved since school started because it's a big event and it takes a lot of planning. And
live or silent auction?
We have a live and a silent and a raffle.
Awesome. However you like it.
So we'll talk more about that for sure. Definitely talk more about the food. Again, the second annual pig roast fundraiser for Glenwood Springs High School, JROTC, Saturday, October 5th, starting at 5:30 at the American Legion in Carbondale. If anybody wants tickets, what can they do? Where can they go?
Show up.
Okay, so just at the door?
Yes.
All right. So just at the American Legion Hall in Carbondale on Saturday, October 5th. Again, $20 for adults, $15 kids, 12 and under. 5 and under are absolutely free. We'll play a little musical chairs. We'll be back in a minute. We'll talk with some more of the ROTC students in just a minute. You're listening to KMT. I'm sorry, cadets.
Yes.
ROTC cadets in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Squadron Commander Talia Castillo from Glenwood Springs High School, JROTC. And we did a little musical chairs, as I said, in the middle. We've got Lars' mom here, Jackie Parker, who is going to talk a little bit about some specifics for the Saturday, October 5th pig roast benefiting Glenwood JROTC. Again, it's going to be in Carbondale. Is it Potato Day, did you say?
It is Potato Day.
And the kids are going to be in the parade with the American Legion.
There we go. I can hear you so much better when I actually turn your microphone on.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. Do I need to say that again?
No, it's fine. So the kids are going to be in the parade.
So they're going to be in the parade with the American Legion and handing out flyers at Potato Days, trying to get people to come to the pig roast later.
And Cassandra Rodriguez is here, too. So, Cassandra, what's your post or position?
So I'm the executive officer. I'm like
the XO.
Like the fourth highest position. I just go around helping colonel in chief if they need any help with anything.
I always thought XO was like second in command, but not the case, huh?
Mm-mm.
Nope, not this.
Oh.
Ops officer is second in command.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I guess that makes sense. All right. Mm-hmm. So run down the chain of command. We kind of talked about this in the first segment, but run it down for me, Talia.
Yeah, so I'm a highest ranking squadron commander. And then right next to me, there's operations officer, or ops officer. We have Davy Stanfield Brown. And then we have First Sergeant Lars Skorik. And then Lars and Cassandra here, executive officer. They kind of work hand in hand. Okay. And then after that, we have our flight commanders. We have two flight commanders for each flight. So flight is just classes. So classes in Glenwood are divided by red days and white days. So we have our flight commander for red days, our flight commander for white days, and they're kind of in charge of training their element leaders. So Curtis here is an element leader. So we have each element leader leads a class. So for every class we have an element leader, and those element leaders kind of stay in contact with flight commanders. Flight commanders stay in contact with first sergeant, executive officer, and then ops officer. And then if we have any issues, it'll go.
And everybody follows the chain of command, right? So if the lowest cadet on the totem pole has an issue, they are required to go to whoever their immediate supervisor is. The term that comes to mind. You probably have a different term.
A flight commander, yes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And then they take it on up the chain of command. So it's frowned on for the lowest cadet to come directly to you if they have an issue with something that's going on.
Yeah, it'd be kind of overwhelmed if it was that case.
So how many do you have, would you say, in the chain of command at, in the ROTC program at Glenwood High School?
In total, I think right now we have about 26, including our logistics, our raider team, like our co-curricular commanders.
So a little less than 30%.
Mm-hmm.
That are actually in a supervisory role of some kind.
Yes.
So, Jackie, again, we're going to talk about music and the auctions and that kind of thing at the pig roast. As a parent, what is your experience with this? I'm sure my parents would probably say that something like this would have been great for me, just the discipline and that kind of thing in high school. What's your experience with it?
Well, I've been involved with these kids for 4 years now, and I'm proud of all of them. And I was I went to Aspen High School, so I was a skier. And when we moved to Glenwood, I was like, I don't want my kids to be a demon. And now I'm so grateful. I love Glenwood Springs High School.
Ouch.
And I really have to say the ROTC program has really made it really great for Lars and for our whole family.
It's so interesting to hear you say that. those rivalries do stick around, don't
yeah.
they? I remember talking with my mom about, because I went to a different high school than she went to, right? And she said, I was so upset that I had to send my son to, you know, fill in the blank.
Yeah, it's true. But I'm grateful, and I'm really grateful for this program. And I've seen these kids thrive, and we do so many things with them. I think it's really one of the only high school programs where we go camping, and we go to Denver, and we are doing a lot. And the parents are as involved as, you know. We really need a lot of parents to come help with the trips and things.
Kind of an uncommon program. I mean, there are four ROTC, JROTC programs on the Western Slope, but this is the only Air Force JROTC, right, Talia?
Yes.
So it's Grand Junction and Montrose are the other, so actually three on the Western Slope, right?
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah. Pretty much.
let's say yes. That's the case. So musical entertainment is something we haven't talked about at all yet, Jackie.
Yes. So last year we had Whiskey Stomp and Low End, and they did a great job for us. And this year we're going to have Rich Ganson, who has been playing in the Valley for over 25 years. He used to be Crystal River Band at the Old Relay and at Shooters. And Randy.
Oh, geez. You're going back in time a little ways there.
And we have Randy Utterback, who's also been playing in the Valley for 25 years. He played with Rich in the Crystal River Band. He's also played in the Flying Dog Bluegrass Band, the Colorado Midland Band with Torp Anderson and Cash. Trio. So we're going to have Rich and Randy, and they're going to be mixing it up, and they've been playing together for 25 years, and it's going to be great. And we're also going to have Torp Anderson come for the live auction, which and Torp's been around forever, and Randy and Torp played together. So,
sure.
And it's going to be great. We're going to have a live and silent auction and music, and then we have Scott Haycock, who actually this whole pig roast is sort of because of Cowboy Up. It's kind of, you know, and Scott was one of the original Cowboy Up founding members of the board. So we are kind of doing this in the model after Cowboy Up. And so it's Mike Nieslanik and we're getting the pig from the Nieslaniks and Jeff and Ted, and it's a whole community affair, and they're going to be cooking the pig overnight. The kids are going to help. They're going to help with actually getting the pig ready, and we're going to have. Last year we ran out of food, so this year we're planning for more. We're going to have hot dogs and hamburgers and
yeah.
So when the pig is gone, you'll still have something to serve.
Hopefully.
Okay.
Yeah.
Again, this all happens on Saturday night, October 5th, at the American Legion Hall in Carbondale, and it is on Third, right? I saw you
looking
it up.
Yes, it is on Third.
It's rung in my mind. We've done, you know, so many public service announcements for them over the years for events that they've had there. I'm like, I swear it's Third.
It is Third. And we have to say big shout out to the American Legion because we couldn't do it without them. And it is really the donations that we're getting and all the help that we're getting. It's an entire Roaring Fork Valley from Rifle all the way to Aspen event.
And again, tickets just on site.
Yeah, so. Last year we tried to do reservations and everything, and it was kind of complicated.
A little too much to handle.
A little easier at the door.
Particularly considering you're dealing solely with volunteers,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
And high school students.
I didn't say it. You did. What about the prizes? Or not the prizes, the auction items. Again, silent and live auction.
Yes. Yeah, so the kids are actually still out seeking donations. So if they show up at your business, it's a real deal. But we do have, we have Adventures Paragliding Certificate. We have Smitty Limo last year. That's a $900 auction item, and
I don't know, it is your senior year. Maybe a limo ride for prom night.
Yeah, 13 passenger van. You can be taken to parties and dropped off. It's a 5-hour ride, and the people that got it last year actually were picked up in Basalt, went up to the T-Lazy 7 party, and then were taken home, so they didn't have to worry about drinking and driving. But for the kids, I think they should.
I was going to say, the kids don't have to worry about that anyway.
They can just go to the prom. And then we've got In-N-Out Driving School, and we've got Dr. Corey Johnson donated teeth whitening like he did last year. We have a lot of repeat donations. Gotcha. Caverns, the hot springs. Hopefully, I think we're getting some hotel stays.
So if anybody is listening and has not yet been contacted by one of the cadets, can they give you a call, Jackie?
Yes, that'd probably be the best.
Okay.
So should I say my number?
Sure, go ahead.
So it's 970-618-4018, and I'm happy to
perfect. Again,
do all that.
618-4018, and that's if you have any ideas for something your business would like to donate to the silent auction, again, to help these cadets out.
It goes a long way, and these kids, you know, it helps with all their field trips and all the teams that we have and the camping trips. And
just this past weekend, we had a camping trip up to Marble. And it was,
awesome.
Yeah, it was,
I bet it was
really
cold,
cool.
Though.
Yeah.
It was a little chilly.
Yeah, all the money goes straight to us cadets. We use it on uniforms, on field trips, on these competition trips. For example, next month, Raider team's heading to Wyoming University, and transportation, hospital stays, all that just kind of adds up. And we have all different kinds of cadets, and we want to make sure everyone has an equal opportunity to go. So actually, and they get so much. This past weekend, we actually had a couple of cadets who have never gone camping show up. So we get
there. You've got to be kidding me.
Never, ever. And it was so funny because we walked up 2 miles up this trail, and one of the girls, we got there really in the middle of the woods. She was
so
like,
when you say camping, you're like legitimately camping.
We are camping. And so after hiking these 2 miles up into the, like, in the middle of the woods, she's like, I'm so hungry. Where's the restaurant?
You're joking.
I'm not joking. It was hilarious, but she wasn't so happy. But
did you at least start a campfire and
roast
some
weenies or
something?
Yeah, we got a squirrel. Just kidding. We made it better.
Jackie, did you have anything else on
your list? Yes, I have one more thing. We are working on, we're hoping that we can have Tim Nieslanding with his mechanical bull out in the parking lot. So
awesome.
And he's going to donate half the proceeds to ROTC.
I will donate $10 just to see Talia get on there.
Yeah, I bet she's great, actually.
Probably. I don't think the bull would stand a chance. Much less the enemy in 10 years from now.
Just watch.
We will take one final break. We'll come back and play a little bit more musical chairs. Again, the second annual Pig Roast fundraiser for Glenwood Springs Air Force JROTC. on Saturday, October 5th at the American Legion Hall in Carbondale. $20 for adults, $15 kids 12 and under. 5 and under are absolutely free. Again, the cadets will be serving the food, and you'll have a chance to check out the future of the military and of the workforce, and maybe even the future of Hollywood.
Yes.
Right, Curtis? He's shaking his head yes. Very enthusiastically yes. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking about Glenwood Springs High School Air Force JROTC. They're doing their second annual Big Pig Roast fundraiser. Thalia Castillo is getting a lot of airtime. You have quite the personality. Have you always been this outgoing? And
no. Yeah, no, not at all. My freshman year, actually, when I joined the program, I was really quiet and I couldn't talk to people. I'd just giggle and laugh, which is a lot of what I do now. But
did ROTC kind of help you break out of that, though?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. With the, you get a lot of leadership and kind of public speech opportunities, and being bilingual, they kind of push you into that.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay. And again, everybody here that we've talked to, all the cadets we've talked to, you're all seniors.
Yes.
Did you say it's the largest group of seniors in the ROTC program since?
For sure.
Okay.
For sure. Since, I mean, this is our sixth year as a program at the Glenwood Springs High School, and for sure this is one of the biggest senior classes we've had.
Again, I held over Cassandra because we didn't really get a much of a chance to pick on the XO.
Oh, right.
So I figured we'd have you hang out, and then Mason Pardo is here again. Mason was here last year. We talked to you once or twice last year. Mason, you remember? Yeah. A couple times?
Yeah. It was pretty fun.
In addition to, again, all the school work that you do, again, ROTC, ROTC, is an elective at Glenwood Springs High School. And when you take the class, because of the amount of, is it math and PE that's involved in the class?
Science.
And science, thank you. Science and PE that's
science,
involved in the class.
PE and history. Mm-hmm.
You actually get a credit, even though it's an elective, you get a credit to one of those classes. So say if you want to take ROTC, you can actually use that as a year of PE. Is that right? Or a semester, I guess, because a credit is a semester, right? And so that even though it is an elective, you actually do get some what I would call academic credit for that.
Yeah, for graduation.
Towards your graduation. And how many, I know we talked about this, you said like 15 or so? Seniors this year? Is that the number?
Yeah.
Just
about.
Give or take. Out of almost 90 cadets, why is that? Just students concerned about graduating or?
Well, I say just joining our freshman year, we were in a big class. Joining our freshman year, we were pretty small.
It was established in 2014. We joined in 2015.
16. Starting, going in, we were a small class.
So it just being such an early program, you know, it didn't have as big of a hype. We were in small classrooms. Now we have the old DECA room. And, like, we're the first thing you see when you walk into the school other than the office. So we got a huge upgrade since the beginning. So it's real nice.
So if you've got around 90 members, 90 cadets in ROTC, what is that, about 10% of the total?
Not quite.
Okay.
Not quite. We're just right below 10% of the school population.
And again, the only ROTC program in this area, the only Air Force JROTC program on the Western Slope. So that's pretty cool. Cassandra, from a community service standpoint, you get to go out and do a lot of projects and that kind of thing in the community, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
For instance, do you have a favorite?
I do, actually. Last year we have like this fishing with veterans type week. I was part of the color guard that picked them up at the airport. So I got to like all these veterans come in from different places, and I was there at the airport like welcoming them to like Colorado.
Was this during the disabled, DAV winter
the
sports
VA
clinic?
Week. Okay. Yeah, it was really cool. So I was there every day for a week, which was bad for my classes, but it was
good. It was community really, service,
right?
Making those sacrifices,
exactly. Yeah, it was really fun. I got to connect with a lot of like veterans. I was there for one of the really nice ladies that I met. She caught her first fish that day or that first week. So
no kidding.
Yeah,
first fish ever.
Ever. Yeah. Yep. It was really amazing because she was really emotional, and it was kind of made me emotional too. But
I bet.
Yeah.
I think it might be kind of surprising for some people listening to hear a high school student talking that way about a veteran,
right,
and about that experience. But yet, do you feel like anybody that is in the ROTC program would kind of have that same kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because,
yeah,
it's an Air Force program. It is a quasi-military kind of thing, right? We talked about the chain of command earlier. But there is no requirement that you enlist or you know, pursue any kind of military career after you graduate.
Right, yeah, there's no commitment.
Right, exactly, exactly. And yet, because of your experiences, so I'm curious, do you have a member of your family that's been in the military? Or
I do not.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. So will you be the first, or what are your plans after graduating?
I have my heart set on being an EMT right now, but
awesome.
You know, things may change.
talk about a lot of work, long hours.
Right, yeah.
And wow.
Okay. Yeah.
better luck to you. So have you always been interested in medicine, or?
Yeah, I think so, for most of my life at least. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Mason, what about you?
I don't want to go into the Air Force.
Okay.
I've been talking with Colonel Akins, seeing if I can.
I'm sure that they were more than happy to have that conversation with you about the Air Force.
Yeah. not much as like a pilot, but more as like a communications or some kind of just help. In any way, I don't know. I like the Air Force a lot. So
you don't have an idea what a job you might get?
Or, yeah, maybe what you would like to ask like an for? Engineer, or just to like go and learn and just help out in any way possible.
Okay. Well, it's it is the Air Force, but it's not just about airplanes.
Yeah.
It's obviously, you know, a huge branch of the military, just like the Army and the Marines. So there are a lot of jobs to do.
Mm-hmm.
You might say. We mentioned that everybody here is a senior, so obviously you're looking at that sometime next summer, maybe.
Yeah.
Heading off.
Talking and then, to some recruiters and such.
Gotcha. Okay. When will you know? Have you taken the ASVAB?
No, not yet.
Okay.
But
all right.
That's probably going to happen during next summer. This was a recent decision, so.
Okay. If that doesn't work out for you, what would you do?
Probably just follow my dad's footsteps and become a fabricator or some kind of engineer. Probably try to get my business license or something like that.
Sounds like interesting work. Yeah, definitely. Working with your hands.
Yeah, I can.
I appreciate that.
Visualize things very easily.
Oh, lucky you. I wish I had that. I wish I was able. Cassandra, what about you? If EMT doesn't work out for whatever reason, do you have other ideas?
Yeah, I guess my plan B would be enlisting in the military because I've talked to a few recruiters over the last like 2 years. So
what branch?
Air Force, most likely, and then
fair
maybe
enough.
Air or maybe Army.
Okay.
So.
And what would you like to do? Just go wherever they put you, or do you have and would you like to maybe pursue medicine in the military?
Yeah.
If it's possible.
Yeah, okay. I'm not too picky, but preferably something to do with medicine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Talia, I suspect you probably end up succeeding in whatever it is that you point yourself at. But
I really hope so. I hope so.
If things don't work out for you and it turns out that, you know, military service is just not for you, what do you think you would do?
Well,
stand-up comedy, maybe?
Plan C? I really want to go the ROTC way. I want to do law enforcement. I'm really into psychology, criminology, forensics, all that kind of stuff.
Awesome. Sweet.
So I applied to UAA, actually, University of Alaska in Anchorage. So hopefully I get in and I'll be going there. But after that, Air Force. And if that doesn't work out,
Okay.
Just so, stay in the law enforcement.
In the Air Force, would you like to be military police in the Air Force or?
For the Air Force, okay. I'm really interested in becoming a linguist.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I'm already bilingual, so that gives me a head start. But just learning another language, and I'm really good with communications and stuff. So.
Yeah, clearly. I've heard actually that each language is easier to learn than the previous one. So if you're bilingual, you can add a third one really easily.
Not really easily, but
that's just what I've heard. I wouldn't know, you know.
We'll get there.
I remember when my grandma tried to teach me a few Italian words, and she gave up pretty quickly. Closest I could come is being able to pronounce gnocchi, and I don't even like it, but I can say it. All right. Any final thoughts from anybody? Again, the pig roast, you can help support Glenwood Springs High School, JROTC, on Saturday, October 5th at the American Legion Hall in Carbondale. It's just $20 for adults for all you can eat, or?
Yeah.
Yes. Chief will be going through that line about 10, 12 times. Yeah, so just stay right behind him, and you'll be in line.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You were going to throw something in there too, Mason.
Just like going back to the community service thing, exactly. It's just if there's a business or like a healthcare or anything, because we're always helpful with the elderly or like with the veterans. So if there's a business out there who wants or needs help any time of the year, like for Thanksgiving or anything, we have plenty of cadets. So please contact us. You could look us up on the Glenwood Springs High School's website. We have our own website, right?
Our website, our Instagram.
Our Instagram, which is?
Which is Glenwood Springs JROTC.
Glenwood Springs JROTC.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't have any social media, so I don't really know.
You're lucky. So Instagram, just Glenwood Springs JROTC or the Glenwood Springs High School website. Mm-hmm. So if anybody is putting together any kind of community service campaigns or
and it's
events,
mandatory
functions
for us to stay as a unit, as a JROTC unit. So please, please, please help us as much as we can.
Right. So you have to do community service.
Yeah.
It's not an option. Even though the class may be elective, the community service projects are not once you're in the class. Mm. If you were to compare, here's a question for you, kind of a final thought. I don't know. You can all jump in on this if you want to. Compare, say, a traditional high school class, chemistry, physics, biology, math, algebra. Compare that in the last 4 years or three and some to your JROTC class. More, less work, more, less rewarding.
Way more rewarding.
Yeah. A lot less work.
And you're like, your JROTC teachers, they're not normal. In a good way.
Yeah. Our JROTC teachers right here.
So, yeah, that's my favorite part. That's what I wanted to talk about. The thing that, in my opinion, sets it apart from every other class in every other way is the element leader position that I fill. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite position. I wouldn't trade
Curtis
it for any
again,
other.
By the
yeah,
way.
I'm back. Hello. I wouldn't trade it for any other position because what the element leader does is literally teach the class. And we have the two adults, the two instructors, and they do take care of academics. Like, I'm not out here trying to teach anyone aerospace science. But as far as the marching goes, the PT physical training, that type of thing, I take attendance. I'm like the leader, and it really is something I personally really enjoy. And that's a big difference between ROTC and other classes is you're hardly ever sat down and lectured at for an hour. And second thing is it's just you and your peers. There's no adult really. And that's super fun for me.
Do you find that is gives you a sense of pride? Is that the word I'm looking for? And that maybe is one of those rewarding things about the class is the fact that you're able to like influence your peers and show up in a meaningful way.
Yes, for sure. I really like to poke fun at the freshmen.
I walk in there and he's teaching them jokes.
So what we base our teaching off of is a cadet-based program, so cadet-ran, cadet-led. So as you could see, all of the top four are all seniors, And then because they've been taught when they were freshmen and just right. learning and learning and learning. So when it becomes their position, they have to teach the freshmen. And then the freshmen will grow up to be them. And so we can just keep teaching and leading the newbies in a sense. And right. so, yeah, that's the best part about the program.
Anybody else? Anything else you'd like to throw in there? Lars, you got it so easy today, man. So easy. Your mom made up a little bit for you, though. Yeah. Cassandra, anything else from you?
I guess basically what everybody else has been saying. The program really does affect you in, like, a way you wouldn't really think. Mm. Like, going into it my freshman year, I didn't really know what it was. I was just approached by, like, this big, scary senior, and, like, they were like, hey, join this. And I'm like, all right. They put my name on the list, and first day of school I showed up, and it was really strange. Like,
did they give you the choice between pushing the penny down the hall with your nose or joining JROTC? No, I'm kidding.
No, yeah, but first day of school I showed up, and I didn't really know what to expect, but I was in a classroom with, like, some people I haven't really met before, some, like, upperclassmen. I was kind of intimidated, but they really made me feel, like, welcome and, like, at home. But, yeah, this program has really changed me. Like Talia said earlier, like, I'm better with, like, public speaking. Not necessarily like this, but, like, in front of class, like, presentations and stuff, I'm more confident and, like, willing, I guess.
Well, this is a completely different thing than speaking in right. front of a group. I would do this all day long before I would even consider speaking in front of a class.
Yeah, exactly.
Lars, you have something you want to throw in there?
Yes, just kind of more kind of going off with what everybody else has said about how the program changes people. It really does, because the program offers a lot of stuff that other traditional high school classes don't. They give you opportunities that you can't get anywhere else. And so with the pig roast, especially since it's our biggest fundraiser of the entire year, it helps, you know, being so early in the year, it puts us on a good track to be able to afford those opportunities for as many cadets as we can, because we try to limit the amount of time that we have to fundraise in order to go do community service. We'd rather just focus on going on those cool field trips that some kids don't really get to do outside of the program or community service. So this pig roast, it's just one of our most important times to kind of get the ball rolling for the rest of the success of the rest of the year for the cadets.
And again, you can help support Glenwood Springs Air Force JROTC by attending the second annual Pig Roast on Saturday, October 5th at the American Legion Hall in Carbondale. Again, it's $20 for adults at the door, not selling any advance tickets, keeping it simple. Right? That's rule number one, right?
Yes.
Keep it simple. $20 for adults, $15 kids 12 and under, and five and under kids are absolutely free. Again, and as soon as the pig runs out, you'll have some hamburgers and hot dogs, which is, you know, pig-ish, I guess, depending on what kind of hot dog it is, right? Because they do make all beef hot dogs, but you know what I mean. There's more food this year than there was last year because you're trying to make sure that there's enough to go around. All right, Commander, anything else?
See you on the mechanical bull.
On that note, take care, guys. Talk to you soon. All the best. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.